Hello.
Hi, how are you doing? My name is Wilbert. I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. We're actually conducting a voluntary opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Can you help us with that?
Sure.
Great. Please hold one second. Okay. So, I know that it's still long way off, but what are the chances that you'll vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I please ask for your race?
White.
Thank you very much. And I see that your age is 23. Is that correct? Or correct me if I'm wrong, please.
I just turned 24.
24? Okay. Happy birthday, ma'am.
Thank you.
And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, progressive, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Very liberal.
Thank you very much. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, and generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied in the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied,
right? Okay. And now I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want the president and Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate the scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all, okay? You could use numbers from 0 to 10. So protecting abortion and reproductive rights, is that at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
It's a 10.
10, right? Thank you. What about reducing crime and gun violence? Do you think that's not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
10, I guess, again.
10, thank you very much. And what about fighting inflation and improving the economy?
A 9.
9. What about protecting Social Security and Medicare?
10.
10. Thank you. And what about making housing more affordable?
10.
Thank you very much. Great. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way of Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved. Thank you very much. Now I'm going to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you feel particularly warm or cold. You don't feel nothing for them, okay? Now, the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, you could use from numbers from 0 to 100.
Like just about the person in charge of the FDA, or?
You could rate your feelings towards the people or organizations using a number from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 means that you feel you do not feel particularly warm or cold towards them.
50,
thank you. What about the next one, which is Joe Biden?
50.
What about the Democrats in Congress?
Depends on who we're talking about, but overall, probably 30.
30, thank you very much. We'll go next. section now. We're at 37%. Thank you for your patience. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should, like, focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it's most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You could choose numbers from 0 to 10 as well. Preventing underage tobacco use, is that not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
I would say 7.
Thank you very much. What about banning different tobacco products for adults? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
7.
Thank you. What about removing illegal e-vapor products from the market? Not at all important, somewhat important, or most important?
7 again.
Thank you. And reducing opiate abuse and addiction, including like fentanyl.
Oh, 7 again.
7, thank you very much. Great. Now, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat opposed.
Thank you very much. We're going to the next question. Do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat disapprove.
Somewhat opposed? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think that banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more more harm, or much more harm?
I feel like it brings some harm.
Somewhat more harm,
overall,
right?
Somewhat harm, but like overall good.
Okay.
That makes sense. I don't know where I would rate that.
Okay.
Like, you know.
Great. We're at 51% and halfway done. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be top priority for federal government or other issues like more important right now?
I think there are more important issues than banning cigarettes.
Thank you. When it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for a government to focus its efforts on? Harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarettes switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products, or prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors requiring the removal of nicotine or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibitive. Do you go with the first statement or the second statement?
Just to summarize, the first statement is trying to help people with like end cigarette, like smoking cigarettes, and the second
exactly.
One is to ban it completely outright.
Yes.
I think it's the first one.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like to read you some of the things that some people say could be come to pass. If the federal government were like to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and like virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome, okay? Now, loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. Is that like very concerned to you? Somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Sorry, I'm a little confused by the question again.
Sure. I'm going to read you some things that some people say could come to pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first outcome is loss of tens of thousands of good paying jobs, including like unionized farm workers, manufacturing and maintenance workers, truck drivers, warehouse operators, and retailers who operate responsibly in the legal regulated industry today. That like very concerned to you, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you. And the creation of black market for illegal cigarette sales, like making it easier for kids to get cigarettes. Is that very concerned, somewhat concerned? Not very concerned, or not at all concerned?
Somewhat concerned? Like, is this just like, sorry, I know I'm asking questions. Is this like, if we were to ban menthol cigarettes, am I worried about the black market?
Yes. Uh-huh.
I mean, who knows what they would cut it with, you know?
Yeah. So, very concerned or like somewhat concerned? Or not
somewhat
at all? Somewhat, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Now, going on to the next section, we're at 68%, and thank you for your patience thus far. So I'm going to read you some of the statements that people have made about the potential ban of nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with that statement. 0 means you don't agree at all with that statement, okay? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10. So today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups and populations suffering from mental health conditions or other drug addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will like still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition. So when we should instead be continuing to educate them on dangers of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through like cessation support and harm reduction. Do not agree with that statement? Somewhat agree or strongly agree? You could choose numbers from 0 to 10 for this.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. America has a history of using unfair policies to increase the incarceration rate of black and brown people. This disparity between minority and white populations occurs because of some police officers and legal officials use like trivial laws such as marijuana possession to justify why these disadvantaged communities should be imprisoned. Banning these products will like give authorities more power to put a larger target on minority communities where we might never return from. Do not agree at all? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Prohibition as a policy has never worked in America. It failed with alcohol and it failed with marijuana. So prohibition doesn't prevent usage. Instead, it creates an underground black market that relies on a smuggling operational by cartels and organized crime. Now, these types of drug trades are linked to terrorist organizations and make our communities more dangerous. Banning these products will not stop people from using them. It will simply put more people in jail and get more people killed. Do not agree at all? Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
I strongly agree.
Thank you very much. We're at 69%, and we're going to go over this once again, and we're almost done. So sometimes over the course of a survey, ma'am, people change their minds. Like, let me ask you again, is it already illegal to sell tobacco? It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Just to once again summarize, this is just being like, do I agree to ban menthol cigarettes?
Like, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. Let me ask you again. is it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose by federal government on a sale of menthol cigarettes? Sorry?
Yeah, I oppose. No, I oppose.
Somewhat opposed or strongly opposed?
Strongly opposed. I mean.
Thank you very much. Now, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you very much. Somewhat oppose, right. And regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think like banning these products for adults 21 and older bring more benefit or more harm to your community? Much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, much more harm.
I feel like much more harm.
Thank you very much. Okay, great. We're at 75%, and would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports these bans on tobacco products for adults, or would it have no impact on your decision on who you vote for? Much more willing, somewhat more willing, somewhat less willing, or much less willing, or have no impact?
Much more willing, I guess. I'd be to vote for them if they agreed.
Much more willing, right. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? The first would be wine. Yes or no?
I don't think I've had any wine in the last 30 days.
In the last 30 days? No?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think
yeah.
So. I'm all like, right.
Okay, great. Wait, what about cigars? Yes or no?
No.
And what about pipe tobacco?
No.
What about heat, not burn tobacco products?
I'm going to say no because I don't know what that is.
No. Okay, coffee?
Yes.
And what about a soda pop?
Yes.
And what about cigarettes?
No.
No, right? What about e-cigarette or vapor products?
No.
And what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
And beer?
Yes.
And smokeless tobacco such as dip or chew?
No.
And liquor or spirits?
Yes.
Yes, right. Perfect. Now, we're at 90% and almost done. Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only, okay? What's the last year of schooling that you completed? You could choose 1 to 11th grade, a high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college or graduate bachelor's degree, or postgraduate master's?
Some college.
Some college, right? Okay, are you like married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single, thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
All right. Okay, and which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? You could choose from low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or wealthy.
Low income. The working class.
Are you working class?
I just started a trades job, so I'm not, I think I would be working class.
Okay.
So.
Great. Thank you. So are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
I will be in a union in a couple months. I'm like on the track to be in one.
Okay.
So I guess yeah.
So it does apply to respondent. Okay, thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you very much. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
Yes.
Yes, right. Perfect. So this does conclude our survey. I do thank you for your patience and be blessed, okay? Thank you for your opinion. Thank you. Bye-bye.
One quick question. What is the name of this survey? I should ask.
This is for Arizona, ma'am? Opinion survey.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.